Welcome to Stories and Stanza. I am happy to have you here. I am a writer and I created this podcast to bring out the real stories that make life as beautiful as poetry. I'll take you on a journey through the human experience, sharing stories and conversations to uplift your spirit. Whether you are a lover of literature, a writer, or someone who enjoys a good story, Stories and Stanza is the space for you. Today is another episode of the Fail With Me segment, where we explore what failure truly is and link it with emotional intelligence in a supportive space. In a messy and imperfect world where we celebrate success and whisper about failure in a hushed tone, Fail With Me flips the script. Once again, please join me in welcoming Sarah Zink as a guest speaker. I'll leave the links to our previous episodes if you are interested. Sarah and I are on a course to discuss many aspects of emotional intelligence. Today we will talk about healing versus coping. I hope you will like this episode. We have prepared a chart for your reference. Feel free to download, print, and share with someone who might need it. Thank you. Hi Sarah, good evening and welcome back to Stories and Stanza.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a joy to visit with you.
And this is going to be our third episode. And I am so happy to tell you that I have people coming up to me asking questions about this whole concept of Fail With Me series. And they are loving it, especially the feeling wheel and all the other references we have shared. So thank you for doing that and making a difference.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, it's a perfect example, Obro, of how we're not taught this stuff. And when we hear it, it's like a life preserver or a lighthouse in the storm, and we want more. That's how I felt when I first found this. So I'm glad you and I can help other people navigate, you know, the world is hard enough as it is. So if we can give them tools to navigate it better, that's great.
I got inspired by your ideas to have this particular episode, which is on coping versus healing. And I had some other ideas in mind to do in this, like, you know, in the sequence, but I brought this one up because it spoke to me, and I felt that what we are trying to cover, maybe this will give a little bit more insight to people, and then we can go into other branches, so to speak. Before we start today's subject of coping and healing, can I request you, like, for listeners or who are joining us today for the first time, give a little bit of more background as to what we have covered so far. Like, we have talked about failures and we have talked about the feeling wheel, and then we are here, like, in the third step. We have talked about a little bit about anger and anxiety management from what Eva covers in her workshop. So if you can give so someone who is joining us for the first time, if you could give a little bit more introduction towards this.
Of course. So emotional intelligence is the foundation of what we're talking about, because we feel things, and without learning how to manage what we're feeling, we will react to those feelings without thinking about it. We tend to believe that what we feel is reality, and we don't think about what's behind what we feel. And so we've been talking about living intentionally versus instinct, that we evaluate our feelings, that we understand where the feelings are coming from, and then we ask ourselves, okay, what else could be true, or we decide what happens next. And so the feeling wheel is a tool that you have up on one of the episodes that anybody who's listening can download. And this is a pie chart, I guess, is it's a graphic that can help the listeners identify what they're feeling, because the more accurately you can describe or identify what you're feeling, the more effectively you can deal with that emotion and the root causes of it. So the gist of what we've been working on is to help people manage their emotions and to live more intentionally than instinctively.
Thank you for summarizing that. I request listeners to go and look at the past episodes, and so that they can find the previous episodes easily, what I have decided to do is start those episode titles as Fail With Me, so that they can find out what is the sequence, basically. So I've started putting that Fail With Me 1, 2, 3, like that. So anyone looking at that from any app, they can find out where we are in terms of the sequence in this series. Okay, so moving on to the topic for today, we are talking about coping versus healing. And in that, we will take a more detailed look as to why emotional intelligence is so important, because this is my observation, as well as people who have reached out to me after the last episode. I think they were stuck in some kind of coping cycle. Okay, so Sarah, over to you. If you can explain the coping and the healing dynamics that comes to us, and how is that related to failure?
Of course, the concept of failure is a dynamic that occurs in so many areas of our life, and I think it's important that we talk about the pain that comes from that. So when we fail, we may experience mental pain, physical pain, or emotional pain. The challenge here is that when we fail, we tend to think of our failure and our feelings in extremes. So, oh, I failed, I'm such a loser. Or, well, I failed, but I'll suck it up and I'll just pretend I don't feel anything. But the mindset of extremes, rather than paying attention to how we feel and looking at it on a scale, so to speak, it causes us to either explode or to diminish the pains that don't necessarily fit the picture of, well, it's not big enough, or I should just suck it up. The concept of coping versus healing is, how are we responding to that? And so using emotional intelligence, I think it's important that we help people understand that emotional intelligence gives us the opportunity to see our pain more clearly and understand not only what we feel, but why we feel it and what happens next.
Thank you for explaining that. Like, one of the questions I got asked was, when we feel something, do we not show it to in our face? Like, how do we not react? Do we suppress our emotions, or how do we feel better from there? Nana, go ahead.
Okay, so one of the things that I use as an example, and predominantly people are at work when they're feeling things and they want to know how to handle them, but this really does apply anywhere. But I'm going to use work as an example because I know you have a lot of people who listen to you who you work with. So by way of example, you're at work, someone says or does something that hurts you. It is a struggle to identify what's an appropriate way to say, oh, wow, that hurt my feelings, because we don't want to appear to be weak or unprofessional. And so one of the important things is that we recognize that when we feel something like that, our lizard brain does not understand the difference between a mental or emotional threat or a physical threat. And so we are immediately triggered to react. So to your comment, one of the things is not, it's not about not feeling it. It's learning to say, oh, wow, I recognize in my body that I feel angry or that I'm feeling threatened or I'm feeling hurt. And I need to compose myself. And so it's important to have I call them exit phrases. So let's say you and I are in a meeting and you say something that hurts my feelings. Well, I don't want to make a scene in a meeting, right? I don't want people to, you know, think I'm a baby or that I'm unprofessional. And so I have to say to myself, wow, that hurt. I need to set that hurt aside because maybe I misunderstood or maybe I'm overreacting. And so I think it's important in those situations that we give ourselves a pause. We give ourselves the opportunity to pause. We tend to react based on how we feel because we assume our feelings are real or valid. And sometimes there's an emotional chain of events. You know, you had a flat tire, you ran out of gas, you had a fight with your wife that morning, your daughter didn't have all of her school supplies, whatever. And then by the time you get to work, Oprah, someone says something to you that makes you angry, makes you feel angry or hurts your feelings, but literally it has nothing to do. Your feelings are not related to what happened. They're
exactly.
It's
yes.
It's just chain.
Yes. So going back to coping and healing, I mean, I've seen that a lot of people getting stuck in the coping mechanism, maybe because they don't understand healing. They don't know what is their healing path. Now, healing path can be very different from people to people, and then it's their own journey. What I got asked is that if you are talking about healing, then we said that, okay, we will interrupt that reaction, that trigger, and then we take a pause, understand what it is, and then move on. So in that space, like, where does that journey towards healing and self-awareness begin?
So I think that's an excellent question. I think it's always important to understand the difference between coping and healing. So when we fail, and particularly in relationship to failure, but this can really be in relationship to any kind of pain that we experience. So it could be death of a loved one. It could be the loss of a job. It could be anything. When we are really in the feels, we're really feeling something, coping is a quick fix. It is a strategy to survive the pain. And it can be a variety of things, and I'll talk about that in a second. Healing is about growth and evolution, and it is a process for thriving. So I think it's important to realize that coping is just to navigate our way through the situation, the difficulty of the situation, and healing is moving forward and upward. Okay, so when we're coping, sometimes people think of So examples can be anything, Obro, like we cope by eating our favorite food, or we cope by having physical intimacy with a lot of people. We may take legal or illegal
Can
drugs.
You hear me? I think we lost a little bit of audio there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're saying that, you know, we could be eating our favorite food, and then I didn't hear anything.
Okay, so we could be eating our favorite food. We could be engaging in intimate relationships a lot. We could be using legal or illegal drugs, over-imbibing on alcohol. But we can also use healthy behaviors in unhealthy ways. So I think it's important that people understand that coping should be temporary. It's a quick fix. It's a strategy to get us through the initial shock or pain. And so, for example, coping might be watching a lot of TV or playing video games to distract you from your feelings and your thoughts. And that may be okay for a little while, but at some point, healing may involve meditating, facing your feelings, journaling about what you're feeling. Coping may be you drink a lot of caffeine or energy drinks so that you are battling the fatigue that comes with the stress of whatever situation. But healing is when you are making time to rest or refresh or renew. So these are just some examples of the differences between coping and healing. Coping needs to be thought of as temporary, and healing is where we face the feelings and we work the process to move forward and upward.
Thank you for explaining that so well. I would like to share something here, and then I'll ask your thoughts around that. So personally, what I felt is that, like, I started my healing journey some time back when I, you know, decided that I can write and I can channel, you know, my focus into words and everything. But sometimes I work backwards. Like, I thought I was healing, but then I went backwards when I had that phase, and I didn't understand why that was happening. And so, something that came, yeah.
Oh no, I was just going to say. We always have to remember that healing is not a straight line.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It wasn't for me. And what troubled me most was anger and frustration. And I would cover that in a little bit more details at a later stage. Like, we'll have a dedicated episode around this. Okay. But what I'm trying to say is that I thought I was healing, but I was not completely healing. I was sometimes, you know, falling back, and I was getting into that coping mechanism from all my anger and frustration. And then when I attended Ava's workshop, she talked to us about something really beautiful, and that made perfect sense, is that when we get to that emotional response, we from our brain, we get a test of something like a cocktail, like a mix of things that yes. It serves us, and we think that it is good for us, and we get hooked onto it. And then the moment we stop that cycle, stop that reaction, we realize that, okay, this is what I was feeling. Just hang on, give me a minute. This is what I was feeling. And when we stop that cycle, then we actually look into healing. Oh, okay, this is all that was. So then that means, and you know, I can move on from there. Do you think? What do you feel about that?
Well, I absolutely agree, and I think one of the things that we forget is that coping isn't addressing how we feel. Coping is distracting. Coping is coddling. It's cushioning. It's comforting. It's cuddling. You know, I always use the example of coping is when you hurt my feelings and I hug that feeling close to me and I go and have a bowl of ice cream while I'm snuggling with my pain. And we're not actually addressing it. And so we tend to think that if I shove it down or if I forget it or if I distract it or if I don't think about it for a day or two, that I'm healed. But healing is intense. It's the addressing. It is looking your pain in the face. And, you know, you may have felt angry. And the reason the anger was so hard to let go of was a couple of things going on, Obro. Your anger could have been feelings that you didn't even recognize. Maybe you felt humiliated or you felt that you were violated in some way or that you were disrespected. And so you're trying to deal with anger, but the real issue was something else. And so emotional intelligence requires us to be brave enough to face what we're actually feeling. So 100% what you said, that you can cope for a long time and you may think that you're actually healing, but the reality is that you've just got a little callus over that that part of your heart, and you forgot that it is. And if I poke you there or if something happens to trigger a memory, you feel it all over again.
Absolutely. And it is on that note, like, once I started understanding this, it has made a big difference in my life personally. So when I got to know about that concept, then whenever I am feeling low or, you know, angry or upset, I just put it through that particular magnifying glass. Oh, this is what it is? Ah, okay.
Yes.
And as that piece. And I would again request anyone trying to understand this a little bit better. We have covered the feeling wheel in our previous episode, and please take a look at the feeling wheel, and it'll make more sense before we take the next step towards understanding our emotions and build our emotional intelligence.
And I want to pop in here and just say, you know, we're talking about coping versus healing. So there is, you know, you and I talked about this, and I hope I'm not premature by saying that you made an awesome chart about this, that, it's important for people to understand the reason your chart is so great is there is no timeline. You and I may experience the same hurt, and I am done with coping in 3 months, and you're done with coping in 6 months. Or we experience a similar situation in the death of a parent, and you're over the grief and moving into healing in a year, and then 2 years later, I'm still struggling. So anyone who listens to this really needs to understand that coping and healing have no definite timeline. The catch is you will know if you're stuck in a coping cycle, if you are easily triggered. Like if you are easily angry or upset when you think about the person or the event or the circumstance, that's how you know you're still coping. because healing is going to help you move away from the red hot emotion into more rational, logical, intentional behavior that helps you recover. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yes, absolutely. And it just reminded me of something, Sarah, and I want to mention it for our listeners. It was a long time ago, one of my friends, like we were batchmates in engineering, but he was a couple of years older than me. So he did a graduation first, and then again he came into engineering. So he was a little bit senior than me, and then we passed out and we went in our jobs and lives, and we were not so much in touch. And then a couple of years later, he calls me and just says that he has become a father. And I said, wow, I mean, I didn't even know that you got married and right. All that. So I congratulated him. And then he said something. I mean, maybe he said that very casually, but it stuck with me. Okay. And he said that all our lives, we are competing. Like, we're saying that, we are doing this, I have to do this better than someone, and, constantly comparing and all that. But think this way, that the only person you are competing with is yourself. So what you used to think yesterday and what you're thinking today, if there is a difference, then you are on a path. So I just wanted to mention it here. He didn't say it probably in this context, but...
No, but it's a perfect example. It's a perfect example. Is are you in a rut? Is you're the only one who can say, I'm ready to heal. I'm ready to move forward. And so, yeah, I can't look at you and evaluate whether or not you have moved to a place where you're ready. But as you, I have to say, Obro, as you build your emotional intelligence, and I know you've even commented on this, as you build your emotional intelligence, you also build your resilience, meaning when something bad happens, when something hurts you, that you can recover quicker. You can move from coping to healing faster because you are more able to identify what you're feeling and why.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to record like separate episodes more on self-awareness and meditation, all forgiveness, all these different aspects, because I don't want to, again, like rush those components. But, from the coping to healing journey, how we like to hear your thoughts around that. And as we established, like, it's sure. There is no timeline involved. There is no rush involved. So the question of self-awareness.
I think the most important part to move from coping to healing is to ask ourselves, am I actually facing my emotions? Because as long as you're eating your emotions, or you're drinking your emotions, or you're distracting yourself, you're not feeling the emotions. And I can tell you with great sincerity, this process of moving from coping to healing sucks. It's awful. It's hard. It's you have to be able to feel the embarrassment. I mean, I have failed so much, and I call it cringe. Have you heard the phrase cringe-worthy?
Yes.
We do something. I mean, Obro, I can look back at some of the mistakes I've made, and I still cringe. I'm like, oh my God, what was I thinking? I mean, I wasn't. Or why did I think that was a good idea? And the two saddest words in the whole world are too late. And we must get to the point where we can say, I really regret doing that. but I was doing the best I could at the time. I screwed up. I am not proud of that. I'm not happy with that. And yet, the only thing I can do about it is to become a better person. And so we have to feel the shame or the anger and drive down to what it is that's hurting us. And then we have to say, well, what coping mechanisms am I using? Because I want to share a story. And this is a true story. And it has happened so many times. It's not about just one person. I have seen people who are dealing with trauma, difficult situations, failure, and their coping mechanisms cause them more grief. So they are eating badly and they end up having health problems. They're drinking too much and they get a DUI. They do illegal drugs and they get arrested. So I think it's important that before we're put in a situation where we are emotionally compromised and might make bad decisions, that we build our emotional intelligence so that we choose coping mechanisms that are temporary and that don't cause us more pain. And so moving from coping to healing requires that we feel the feelings, we pay attention to what coping mechanisms we're doing, and that we begin to choose healing behaviors, which would be therapy professionally if you need it, breath work, mind, you know, meditation, being creative, like you moved your pain into writing. And that was a healing technique. And so I think that the strategies that we use have to be intentional, but that can only come from a place of where we are recognizing the emotions that are driving us and not living out of instinct.
That was really, really beautiful. And I think it, for me, it has become very crucial to, you know, understand myself. I mean, I now look back and I realize, oh, so this is what it was, and I just didn't understand. And I would like to cover there are different aspects of it, like looking at the past and the forgiveness and the meditation, all these parts we would gradually like to cover in upcoming sessions. And I like to talk about relationships and failure. So I'm sure that would make a difference. And today's episode was a stepping stone. I was playing back our first episode yesterday, and I can already sense that there is a curve that started from there. Like we gradually started talking about failure, but now we are putting failure through another lens and everything.
Yeah, I have to say, I think it's so important that people understand failure is a healthy part of growth. And we're not taught how to deal with failure. We think we're a failure versus we have failed. And so I think that is a very important distinction. And you're right, you know, I'm passionate about emotional intelligence and the impact that it has on every aspect of our lives. So I am happy to have any of these conversations about, you know, reviewing the past, forgiveness, any of these aspects of healing. I think it would be, if you don't mind me saying so, I think it would be awesome if some of your listeners who connect with you might ask general questions that we could even answer here if they feel led to do that.
Yes. And what I am thinking is I'll create a form where people can maybe anonymously put questions that will come to us over email, and we can, you know, take them forward into our conversations.
Yes, and I know that there was one thing, and I want to talk about it quickly. You had mentioned that, and I've had this happen to me, and I've had people ask me about it. Women crying at work. And I want to say that I wrote a book years ago called 20 Tips for Power Chicks. And it was basically these ideas. But essentially, women cry at work because they've been taught to be nice. They've been taught to be pleasing. They've been taught to be, you know, cordial and social and help everybody. And in a work situation where they have to be confronted or someone says something that hurts them, they want to speak up, but they're at war with themselves internally. You know, instead of feeling comfortable saying, "I'm sorry, I don't understand what you just said, or why would you feel comfortable talking to me like that?" They cry because there's this internal struggle between being nice and being assertive. And so that is something I would definitely love for us to have a talk address. And also maybe even address.
I got a few questions around that from my friends and colleagues. So So we will definitely plan like detailed episodes on these aspects. But today's episode, it was a stepping stone. It was very important that we explained introduced the concept of coping and healing, so that we can talk more about healing and what are the ways of, you know, getting there. Again, it works very differently for everyone, but what are the concepts that help us, or what are the tools that we have in our disposal and we can use? Like, we say self-awareness, but what it is, and we say meditation, then what we get into the depth of it. So those are some of the things we will slowly bring into our conversation. And everything started from failure. So I'm really, really enjoying it.
Me too. And I cannot tell you enough how much I appreciate you including me in the conversation.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And thanks everyone who was listening. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.